here's today's The Poetry Podcast presented by thevirtualcavern.com. Today is September the 21st, 2017. Today we are featuring a young writer by the name of Natasha. Natasha initially had no interest in poetry until the ninth grade, where her literature teacher made her write a poem as part of an assignment. She states, "The day after I wrote my first poem, I couldn't stop writing them. I kept getting these ideas and I've been writing them ever since." To be honest, poetry has been truly underrated because people don't know how to read it. People don't know how to interpret it and dig in all the soils of roses. People don't know how to appreciate its glory. I love how poetry expresses one's emotions while twisting and turning words. And here is today's featured poem written by Natasha entitled, "Love." They say love is like a flower, when fresh, beautiful, and lively. But after some time, it withers and dies, as fragile as a flower. They say love is like a candle. It burns brightly if you maintain the fire, but disappears too quick if taken for granted, as precious as the fire. They say love is like snow, a winter wonderland of ice and frost, but the beauty is temporary. They say love is like a drug. You get addicted. You can't seem to get enough, since it makes you the happiest. But the price of falling in love with the wrong person is always heartbreak. It just hurts too much, since you dove in too deep. It's like the candle. Just let go, it'll hurt less than stubbornly holding on. You'll get hurt beyond repair. The pain and affection is like strong superglue. No matter how hard you push it away, they don't seem to go. And that was today's featured poem entitled "Love," written by Natasha from her poetry collection, "Love." You can learn more about Natasha as well as read more of her work by visiting her official Figment page. The link is located in the description below. And that concludes today's The Poetry Podcast presented by thevirtualcavern.com. Until next time, everyone, love and light to you all, and have a great day.